You're listening to Show Me the Numbers with Yael Kagan, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good afternoon on this Wednesday from LA on LA Talk Radio, my show, Show Me the Numbers. My name is Yael Kagan, and I am a hypnotherapist and NLP, Neuro-Linguistic Programming Master, and Master in Numerology. I bring different guests to talk about different subjects. I choose them, trust me, very wisely. And this week, we will bring up my very special guest, Revital Levin-Keren, whom I've known for quite a while. So, hi, Revital.
Hi, Yael.
And Revital is from Florida. I used to live in Florida as well. And she will talk and explain amazing, different information. And I always say I want to try to teach people how to be better, how to feel better. And we're going to dive soon into a subject that talks about energy because we are all surrounded by energy. I do want to say about Revital from my experience with her is that she's amazing. And you will see that. And whatever she's going to share here is very, very, very high knowledge, but it's something beyond it. So I want to give you, Revital, the microphone. I want you to let the audience know who exactly you are.
Okay. First of all, thank you, Yael, for inviting me and allowing me to participate in your radio show. I'm super excited and I'm super nervous. And you probably can show on me. So I live in Florida. I'm married. I have four boys. And I was born with a gift. And I'm practicing my gift for the past 10 years. I'm almost 50 in 2 months, if to be accurate.
You look 20, but fine.
I wish. You can try my sessions. It works. So I'm practicing my gift for the past 10 years, and I'm using all kind of tools to help people to grow and to become a better versions of themselves. I'm gaining a lot of knowledge through my journey, and I'm here to share with you some interesting notes and to help you to become a better version of yourself.
Wonderful. And I do want to say and ask you, I know that you got a lot of education. You've learned a lot of different modalities. However, there is something special about you that maybe not everyone will have. Is it something in your past? Do you want to talk a little bit about it?
So I was born with a special gift. Have this intuition, and long ago, about 25 years ago, a special healer, Rabbi, shared with me that my great-great-grandfather, he was a great healer in Europe, and he was choosing me to proceed and to continue his legacy to heal people. Back then, when I was 25, I was looking at him as he was like nuts, and I did not believe it's going to happen. And he said, by the age of 40, people around the world will line up to get help from you. And from that point, I did not do anything with that information, but investigating, digging into it, trying to understand what is the energy world, how I can help people, how I can gain more knowledge, because this is who I am. I like to understand what is behind the scene, how things work. So obviously the world of the spirituality world is something that is unknown. And every day, literally every day, I'm discovering new things that sometimes leaves even me overwhelmed by what I'm seeing, experiencing, or understanding. I'm a Kabbalistic healer. I'm using all kind of tools to remove energy, which we will speak about it probably later on. I'm also a numerologist. I'm practicing Feng Shui and Chinese astrology. healing using my eyes. It's a practice that calls bioergonomy and diagnosing people through their blood work and to understand what brought them to a point that they have some problem with their iron, with their sodium, etc., sugar, and just by understanding and changing their behavior, they can heal themselves. So I have a lot in my bucket that I gained in the past 25 years, and I'm here to share with you some information from that.
That's amazing. And I would want to touch everything, but we'll need you for three different episodes for that, which we may do. But I want to dive straight into the biggest subject or something that connects everything and explain to us or let's discuss what is energy and how does it affect our lives?
So that's actually the big question. What energy is? A lot of people tells me, yeah, it's not existing. If I don't believe in an energy, it doesn't affect me. It's not apply on me. Only if you believe in that, it will work and it will affect you. And then I bring the question and I'm asking them, do you believe that the sun will rise in the morning, even though now when you look up, you see the moon? So it's the same. Even if you don't see it, it's there. Energy does not have a language, does not have a smell, does not have a place. Energy is all over us and it's everywhere and it affects us in everything that we do. When it's a good energy, then we feel that something so good is happening there that we look up and we're like, wow, thank God. Oh my God, I can't believe it. And you're like so, so grateful. When bad things are start to happen, then more bad things are coming and it become heavier and heavier. Energy, by its name, it calls also heavy energy. We know that what's heavy tends to fall down. When the apple is ready and it's heavy, if you don't pick it from the tree, then it falls down. That's how gravitation works. If we are being covered by heavy energy, which could call evil eye, low energy, every name that you're going to give it to it, it will be true. Then the person is starting to bend, to look down, to feel heavy, drained, tired. You don't have any energy in your body. You start to feel all kind of weird things happening around you, and it affects your mental, your physical, your home, your car, your family, everything. It's super contagious.
Like a chain reaction.
Exactly.
Amazing. And it's taking us also back to another episode I did here about the law of attraction and how we attract, whether we are aware of that, whether it's unconscious, we are attracting certain energies, and there is actually different ways, and we'll talk about it later, how to attract the positive energy and change the negative into positive and attract only better life, better decisions, and better mental state, basically. But what is interesting for me to ask you, and I have my experience with you, and some people believe in evil eye and some don't. But in fact, when I have my experience with you, I know that things actually work. But what exactly is the evil eye and how can negative energy affect us?
So evil eye is like a big title. It's like someone comes and say, I'm a doctor. That's great. But under the name doctor, you should have a subtitle, doctor of something. You're practicing gynecologist, you're whatever. So evil eye holds under all the low energy, which are tiredness, stress, anxiety, sadness, lack of energy, things that we could brought upon ourselves from our past life, people who are jealous with us or people who are envy. It's two different things, jealousy and enviness, but still it's a low energy that's affecting our body. And again, it goes through our aura. We have our physical body, but outside of our physical body, we have energetic bodies where everything is being starts to gather until it blocks us. And when it blocks us, it goes in phases. So first it affect our mental health, and then the person or the kid, they're starting to feel they have trouble to go sleeping. They have bad dreams. They feel very nervous. They feel tired most of the time. They're not focused. They're not aligned. They don't understand. They're choosing the wrong decision. They're being surrounded by the wrong people. And then it starts to affect our physical health. And then you experience toothache, back pain, pain in the knees, pain in the elbow, headaches, migraines, and the list is so long. And then it goes to your business, to your money, to your bank, to your expenses. Everything is growing and growing. And instead of coming in, you're just writing checks and you just have to pay your bills and you're not able to control your money. And then it affects the relationship. Also, the evil eye and the energy affect our home. So energy, imagine like balls, like tiny balls, and it starts from a little one and then it grows and it grows and it grows and it grows. In our body, we have space to our organs. In our home, we have space to the furniture, to the people who live in the house. But once you have tiny bubbles that grow, you're starting to feel that you can't breathe in the house. Every place in the house that you go, you feel stuck. You feel nervous. You feel restless. And that's how it technically goes. These are the layers, and this is about the order, how it affects our lives.
Now, is it true that evil eye will only affect you if you believe that there is such a thing, or does it affect everyone, and how do you release it?
So evil eye affect everyone, even though you don't believe in that, because it's an energy. And in this crazy world that we live, I cannot believe that I will find a person who's not nervous, stressed, sad, worry about something, right? Like our lives are so dynamic, and soon we're going to speak about the topic that I want to speak so much about it and to share with this world so everyone will hear, because it's so interesting. But everyone are being affected by that, and I'll give you my tips and my notes soon so you know how to protect yourself and protect your family and protect your space and try and grow versus feel that everything is like on your back, too heavy, to a point that you're like, I can't do it anymore. But we cannot stop. This is life. Life goes on.
Cycle.
And you can't stop.
Right. And what I like about this show is that we are not trying to scare anybody. We're not coming from fear. We're trying to show people how they can do better in very, very simple ways, I have to say. That once you know them, once you're aware of them, you can do much better, and you'll share that a little later. Now, you mentioned Chinese astrology, which was fascinating to me, and you mentioned period 9. So what exactly is period number 9? And how will it affect us?
So I'm practicing Chinese astrology, and I find it super accurate. In Chinese astrology, we have 5 different elements. Every 20 years, the period is being changed to a different element. On February 4th, we entered period number 9. Period number 9 is related to the fire element. The elements that are existing in the Chinese astrology are fire, earth, metal, water, and tree. The fire is the only element who could transform all the other elements and turn them into something else. So we entered this period on February, and it's going to last and it's going to be with us for the next 20 years. Since the fire element is changing, transforming any other element, meaning we are going to experience a lot of transitions and changes. Everything that we all knew and used to until today is going to change. I'll give you an example. The metal element, for example, is related to legal, money, cars, and medicine. So if the fire is melting the metal, everything that related this aspect is going to change. The fire is evaporating, can evaporate the water, right? And can dry them until it's gone. Mean the fire is all the social media. The fire is the AI. Everything that we knew about that, it's nothing compared to what we are about to know more. This period is holding for us a lot of changes, instability, and we need to react fast. We need to be aligned. We need to be free from any heavy energy that might slow our acts. And by that, we won't be able to keep up with this whole new transformation. Interesting note regarding period number 9, all the people who have in their names, date of birth, month, year, even their house number, the number 9, they will actually be very much aligned and they will receive a lot of gifts from that period because in some way it related to them and they will find some comfort there. So for those of you who have 9 and you're not 100% sure what to do and you're planning to do some changes, now it's going to bring you with a very, very, very nice change. However, again, I want to go back to the fact that period number 9 is fire element. The fire, by the definition on fire, the fire can be very, very high and it can spread and you can see it from anywhere. But on the other hand, the fire, if it doesn't have enough trees, then it could be very, very little until you won't be able to see it. With that being said, it's going to affect everyone's mental health because with all the changes and the transition in the energy, it might cause a lot of mood swings.
So it's interesting, first of all, the connection to it and similarity maybe to numerology with the number 9, but also it can tell us to concentrate on balance, because like you said, if we feed the fire, it will get very bigger and larger. But if we calm it down or do what needed to be done and put the balance there, you can contain it very, very, I wouldn't say very quickly, but you can, you know, be in control and make it go. So it's very interesting, but I'm assuming that it will bring or show a lot of more depression maybe and health issues because of that energy in the world.
Yes, so the depression will grow a lot. So people who are already experience mood swings and instability in their mental health, I highly recommend them to find some way to be connected spiritually more and to seek for more help from the spiritual world, because period number 9 speaks also about being spiritual, being connected, being understand that there is something above, something different. And people will no longer believe in the medicine, because remember, the medicine is metal element and the metal will melt. So it's going to bring a lot of new sources of spiritual help that will provide with new solution that they did not try before, and it's going to probably surprise them a lot. So the more you be connected, the less you feel the changes around you. Mm-hmm. So, and one more thing that I want to share, this period is going to give the women the front stage. So during period 8, the men, they were the leader, they were strong, they ran the world, they ran the big companies, they were all over the news. Now we will start to see more and more women who will become the leaders, even United States. I believe that not the next president, but the next one will be a woman. And not only here, but many, many more will come and will show and will take control, which means that the men, the male, will become weaker and they will tend to feel a little bit intimidated by the women. And we need to pay attention to them a little bit more, because that's the period for the women, which is good news for us.
Could be good news for them. If they'll be good with us, the women, then we're exactly. All good. But we believe in women power, so I like that. Yeah. Definitely like that. We talked about balancing. Okay, so the energy is there. It's obviously not a negative energy, but it can bring into negative energy. Depends how people uses it and how it affects the world. What do you suggest besides the tips that you talked about, mental health, you talked about medicine, so maybe alternative medicine, but other things that are energy related to balance a little bit more? I'm assuming also maybe meditations and things like that to lower the energy a little bit, and a lot more spiritual interest during this period.
Right. Since the changes will be very fast and very dramatic, and people will, it will take them time to adjust to the changes and to understand what's going on. Like you're going to sleep one night and the next morning you wake up and everything that you had known has changed. So first, look at yourself, be aligned to yourself, hold a book, a notebook, your own notebook, and write down everything you want to accomplish, to achieve. Meditate. Don't look on social media that much. And I know that everyone speaks about it, but I don't think that they speak about it enough. Social media can feed us with a lot of good and essential information, but it also can ruin a lot of people, and it can show a lot of fake things that probably the person who sits at home and everything changes around them, they won't be able to understand what's going on and they're gonna lost track. So don't look so much on social media. Make your own list of what you want to do, what you want not to do, your goals, intuitive writing, meditation, try to walk with bare feet on the sand. Feel the connection. Connect. Sleep well. Drink a lot. Especially during 2024, avoid of making any drastic changes at work. If you don't have to quit, don't quit. However, I highly recommend expand your tools and your knowledge. Go to school. Take courses online. For example, you're an esthetician, go and learn how to do nails to become a nail technician, or how to do the eyebrow. I'm not really familiar with this. I don't know why I picked this up. But whatever you can in order for you to have some more alternative if and when the time is coming to you and you have to make these quick changes, you'll be ready and you will not be caught like unprepared.
By the way, I did not discuss that with you before, but as you talk, I'm asking myself, what about nutrition? What do you suggest as far as nutrition?
So nutrition will change as well, since, as we said, that the fire will dry the land. So we will experience a lot of, like, probably a dramatic transition with agriculture. So we will be missing a lot, not missing, we'll be lacking produce. So I know that it's on my bucket list, and probably my husband hears it and he's like laughing, but I want to buy that tower to start and grow fruits in my backyard. And you can grow fruits and vegetables in your house, so you can be in charge and control of what you're feeding you and your family. When the world will experience shortage of produce, they will start to create something that is artificial, that they'll have to inject something in it. And you don't want to be part of that. So if the only reason that I'm sharing all this information is not to create panic. It's for everyone to be prepared and understand what it will bring, because sitting on a sofa and saying it will not happen to me, that's a little bit of, I believe, a childish way. And knowing where you're going and prepare accordingly, when the time comes, you're not overwhelmed, you're not stressed. So making sure that what you're eating and is the right thing, and you know what you're putting in your mouth. Because, and if you raised up this topic, 2024 we will see a dramatic increase in the diabetic disease because of the combination that I will not bring you too much into Chinese astrology, but that's going to be, it's going to show us a dramatic increase in diabetic, and that's also due to eating unhealthy. Mm-hmm. Okay, the sugar level is unbalanced when we have inflammation, and bad food create inflammation, and so on and so on.
Right, that's amazing. Now let's dive into your specialty, and you're the expert, and tell us, how exactly do your energy cleansing sessions work?
So part of my practices are two different Kabbalistic tools that I combine them usually together in order to increase the effect and the impact on the person that I'm healing. Important note to say even before that, all my sessions are being done online through FaceTime or over the phone. So you can be anywhere around the globe, and I'm working with people around the globe. The session that I'm offering or I want to speak about are leaden candles. These two tools are to remove evil eye, low energy, blockages, everything that's covered and cover our aura and blocks the good energy and the flow to come to your life. Law of attraction speaks about it. You attract what is like you, and you want to make sure that you're clean and you're manifest. You will bring more of what you want versus what you don't want. So at first it sounds like, you're in Florida, I'm in Japan. How it's going to work? I'm in LA. It is working because energy, as I said, and as I started and at first, it doesn't have language. It doesn't have place. It doesn't have area. We are all connected in one big net. And there are higher secret than what we human being know and understand. And sometimes we need to put the brain on the side and to allow something that we don't understand how it works and to allow the energy work to work and to show us that it's really working and helping. When I'm cleaning people, it can help with health, mental health, work, sleeping problem. I will not speak about big, big problem because this is more complicated, but I can help with these as well. Finding the right one, meaning relationship, fixing marriages, kids with ADHD, OCD, ADD, everything. I clean, I remove the blockage, and then the changes are being shown. And you don't have to change or do anything. I'm the one who's doing everything. And of course, it is important to mention that my session will never harm anyone. And the person that I'm healing and working with can only benefit from this session.
Right. And I do want to say, and I'm not embarrassed to share, that I've known Revital for a few years. I've been using her on a regular basis. So you do evil eye cleansing, which because she's so busy, I schedule in advance. I do it before the Jewish holidays just because I feel comfortable for me to do cleansing for my entire family. I schedule in advance and I just do it just like you do a visit to the doctor. I do it with her, and also the candles, which I've used with her in the past. I'm in LA. She's in Florida, and it works perfect. And yes, it's a matter of believing or not. And I was skeptic at the time. But when you see things that are working, and when one important thing to say is that we all want to be in control. We think we can control everything. And once we understand that we don't, and we release things, and we release the energy, and let others, or even the universe, do its part, you will see sometimes that things will just work for you. Thinking that you know everything, you can investigate everything, you can be in control and in charge of everything, is something that's passé. It doesn't belong in this world anymore. And that's why I do want to recommend and say that I at least had a very good experience. And you know it, I've been probably using you for many years. And I myself, when I see clients and I see that they need Revital, I will just send them over and say, go. She can help you release. Because sometimes that blockage, we are stuck on something, and if we don't start releasing it, it's just not going to work. Just like plumbing, exactly the same thing. So I definitely want to recommend, and later you will explain and tell us how they can reach you. But you also mentioned, I mean, I was very hungry to hear everything you had to bring. And you were talking a little bit about feng shui, which I know nothing about, but I do want you or want to ask you to share some feng shui tips for making some positive energy, let's say at least at home. And if I talk about a home, I live in a home that is number 9. I take it into numerology. But when I saw that, I was like, hey, I want to hear more because I can feel it.
Right. So first, your house is going to be super with a lot of good energy just for its number. It's going to attract good energy. So if you're planning to sell one day your house, or you want to do some events in your house, know that it will bring a lot of happiness to the house. I'm not saying that other houses will not, but I'm saying that houses that even have number 9, and if the total of the number is 9, it's even better. So feng shui is another Chinese method that I'm practicing and I love. And by the way, these two methods are so accurate that from my whole tools that I'm having, I found them the most precise tools ever. Feng shui is wind and water. And there is a famous Chinese quote that says that the qi energy is all over. It's flying, but at the end of the day, it gathered all by the water, and then it's where everything stops. Feng shui is a way of living, a way of flow, to live your life better inside your space, inside your bedroom. And because we spoke so much of period number 9 and all these tense and changes, it's like we're going on a race now. We just sat on our race car and we're flying. We want our home to be our safe place. We want to open our door, going in, sitting on our sofa, and just relax, breathe. But sometimes it's not that way. And we don't understand why. We feel like there is something there. So feng shui is a whole thing, and I can speak about it for hours and hours and hours, and I'm trying to sum everything to a very short time that we have on that show. So I'll start first with the entrance. Make sure that your door is clean. It doesn't have cracks. It's not broken. It doesn't have all kind of stickers, magnet, things are piled up and on the door. And when you walk in, you have to go and to jump on shoes and on rocks and whatever it may be. Make sure that the path and the way to the house, to the home, to your door is free and it's clean. The Chinese speaks about the qi energy. That if you have the qi energy is a very good energy, and we want the qi to flow. But if you have trouble to come in the house, you're just passing by to the next house.
Wow, that's amazing, by the way, because my door is so hard to open all the time, and I keep paying attention to it, and clients are paying attention to it. And it's so, when I hear you now, I'm like, wow.
So that's actually the second thing, to make sure that the lock and the doorknob is working perfect. Because again, the qi energy is coming and it's trying to come in, but it's experienced a lot of problem. So then it says, okay, so I'm not going to come in because that person is not ready. It gives me a lot of trouble. It gives me a lot of pain. I don't want to spend so much source into it. I'll go to the next house. Once the person understands that the qi energy is not flowing, okay, then I'll come when everything is going to be ready. So doorknob, the knob itself, sometimes I go to people and they don't have a knob. It's just a lock. And then you have to push, or you have to find like the small thing and to open the door like that. Or everything is broken, or the door is completely open without a lock. And then people don't understand why there are no borders inside the house. There are no
boundaries.
Clear boundaries for the people. One more thing, try to put outside of your house, and we're still at the entrance, like a nice plant, flowers. But make sure to water them, because if they're dry, then again, the energy inside your house will not grow, will not bloom. It will be dry. Try not to put cactuses. And I hope that people from Arizona are not listening to this show. Cactuses are very bad energy for the entrance and to the inside of the house. The spikes of the cactuses are like, it shows to the energy and to people, stay away. I don't want you inside my house. I'm very nervous. I'm very stressed. I don't like people. I don't like company. So no cactuses outside of your house, but no cactuses inside of your house as well. If you do have them, and you receive that as a gift from your mother-in-law, for example, just put it in the backyard or outside of your window. But otherwise, try to let them go. That's regarding the entrance. Another tip that I would share with you regarding the house, it's not only from the feng shui, but it's also, so sage. Sage come in all different colors and tree elements, flowers. All sages are good. That's a red blood dragon. So just if someone is asking, light the tip of it, make sure it's having some smoke, and start to work to walk around your house while you're saying nice affirmation. Don't say what you don't want to have. Only use what you do want to have, and use the circle like that, like spiral movement. You're going to the kitchen. So in this kitchen, we will have only good cooking, good people, good smell, great conversation, everything that you want to bring inside your kitchen. Don't go with the sage inside of your shower or your toilets. When you're done, go out and just put it in the sand and turn it off in the soil. If you don't have an outside and you live in an apartment, so a pot will do the work as well. So you can put it like that inside the pot and just turn it off, and it's ready for the next. This one is good enough for many, many, many usages. So saging is clearing the smoke that's coming out of it, is clearing all the bad energy.
What about once a week or something like that?
So I tend to do it once a week. Sometimes some houses, if they have someone there who's sick or kids that are experiencing anxiety or a lot of stress or arguments inside the house or some trouble inside the house that was not expected, like broken appliances, whatever, you can do it more. You can do it even once a day. You can go inside only one room. You don't have to do it quite often. I recommend to do it once a week because it takes like 10 minutes and it leaves afterwards a very, very good feeling. If you hate the smell that it brings, another good option is this. This is Nagchampa. You can order that on Amazon. It looks like that. That's a stick. And it has a very good smell, I think, that comes out of it. And also the smoke that comes out of it is also clearing the energy, and you can put it in a kid's bedroom or in the living room and let it burn for like half an hour, and then it ends by itself. So this is another good option to clear the energy. Another good option to clear and to clean the energy inside the house is sea salt. Sea salt are the chunky, I wanted to bring it, but I forgot to bring here. So it's like the chunky pieces. You take like a spoon and you can either put it in each corner of each room, or you can put it inside of a baby sock. If you have dogs or babies, kids that you don't want them to touch, and you just leave it there for 48 hours, I'm sorry. Don't put it inside a bag. It needs to observe the bad energy to the salt. When you're done with that, it goes to the garbage. It took and it observed all the bad energy to the salt. Taram, it's gone. If you're expecting guests and you know that these people are coming with a very heavy energy, you can put some salt in a cup in the middle of the table and put on top of it a candle, and it's just going to look like nice decorative piece, and it will absorb the bad energy. Just make sure afterwards to put it in the garbage.
That's amazing. And I think also when you move into a new home, I mean, I've been doing it at least always in order to clear other energy that was in the house. I use sage myself. But before, when I walk into a new home, I clear it a little bit. And I can't say that when I move into a new home, I always feel like it takes me like a month until I feel that the right energy that I wanted to bring in is in the house. So again, it's something that I feel, I'm sure you do as well.
Correct.
And I wanted to, we only have very, very, very short time, but I wanted to ask you, because while I was reading at it, I read something about the southwest area of the house. Can you very shortly explain what it is?
Yeah, so the southwest area of every house or space. During 2024, we have flying stars on Feng Shui, and that's where the success star is at. It's a star number 9, and you want to activate this area in order to increase your blessing, your money, your financial, everything that you want it. How you're making this area work, even if it's a bathroom or a bedroom or a kid's bedroom, it doesn't matter. You can put like a small cup with coins. These are feng shui coins. You can also put...
Regular coins are okay as well, or it needs to be feng shui coins?
No, regular coins are great. Feng shui, Amazon, it's like $8 piece, mm-hmm. like a box of like 100 of them. It's very cheap. You can put there a fish tank because water will bring a lot of blessing there. You can put there a citrine, like a crystal citrine. You can put there bamboo tree. Everything that can bring more that affiliated with prosperity will help to grow. Also, another part in the house is the east part of every house is also another good place where a good area where you can place these things. Go with your compass on the phone and just find this area. The compass will show you. Just place it there. It's only during 2024. The stars are moving around the year.
It's very interesting.
One more thing that is important, and I really want to mention that, make sure all the clocks in the house are working. Standing clock is standing energy, is bad energy. Even if it's a beautiful clock that you received as a gift from your grandmother, it doesn't matter. Standing clock will hold on to all your actions in the house. So after this show, go and look for all the clocks in the house and make sure they're working. And one more thing about the clock, don't put it in the bedrooms. It's not recommended according to Feng Shui. You need to have this space super calm with no time limits. So
that's amazing, amazing tip. By the way, how does a session with Feng Shui works? Do you actually do a session about a client's home? Do you ask for pictures? Do you just give all the information? It's very interesting.
So I'm receiving the plan of the house, of the apartment, and I ask the client, if I don't go there, so I ask the client to send me the compass and I direct them how to do it. And then we do FaceTime and I see what's there. Sometimes pictures will say everything about the house. For example, someone have problem with their eyes and then we'll see like a big picture with a crying character there, and then just removing this will allow the energy to flow and the problem in the eye sometimes can resolve just by that. It has so many aspects. So yeah, we can do it through, I can do it through FaceTime. And
it's amazing. Zoom. It's absolutely, is it a one session?
Yeah, to fix the house, it's a one session. I give my tips and then it's in the hand of the person that I'm giving the tips to.
I love it. Book me in. I absolutely love it because you are talking about things and I'm like, oh my God, I have to do this. Oh my God, I have to do that. So
I have so many things. Like I'm sure. I wish we had more time.
I'm sure about it. Unbelievable. I mean, for me, it's fascinating. I've known you. I know a lot of the things that you do. But it, for me, it was fascinating. And I don't think that there is any person in the world, whether I know them or not, that doesn't need something with any of those fields. And some of them are super easy. You don't have to go deep inside them. You don't have to be even a big believer. Like I said, release the control. Let someone else that may know something better than you just help you do the work, because who doesn't need help right now in this world? I mean, we all need something. And like Revital said, it's affecting everything. It's affecting the business. It's affecting our love life, the relationship, our kids. It's our well-being. So I'm just saying, if there are little things you can do, and I do have to say that you are very, very fair with your prices and with the way you do things. And I admire you for that. And I do want to spread it. And that's why I wanted to bring you here, because I think you are a true gift to the world. And the more and more people will get to know you, and I'm sure that you will, you know, make a difference. You'll make something much better. And if you want to explain, how can people reach you?
So I have my Facebook page, which is which I can share with you, and I can put the link for my Instagram and my Facebook page and my phone number. And the best way is to send me WhatsApp. If you want to write down my number, I'll share it with you now. It's 786-449-7146. And my Facebook page is Revital Levin. My Instagram page, I'm sorry, it's Revital Levin. And my Facebook page have a whole long name. So I'll share with Yael, and you can put it there and they can start and follow. I share a lot of tips on my Facebook and Instagram page every week.
Wonderful. And thank you, everyone, for being here live. I can see people who are live here with us, but it will also be shared on my page and Revital's page, so you can watch it later in your own time. It's always on LA Talk Radio website as well. For those who doesn't use social media, they can watch it over there. I thank you very, very much, Revital. You know that you are dear to me, and I do have to say she's very busy, but she answers. So if she didn't answer a call, just leave her a message and she'll get back to you. And would love to have you here again with me. And I can only wish, you know, just better days, better times, to be healthy, be happy. And really, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for everything that you do for everyone.
Thank you so much. I had a great experience, and I highly appreciate you, Yael. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mommy.
You're listening to Show Me the Numbers with Yael Kagan, only on LA Talk Radio.